Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the 4th chapter. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lutheran Church is not a very creative church. And the supreme example of this is, of course, that we name everything Concordia. It's not very original. But the Christian Church is not about originality. It is about that word, Concordia. Concordia means harmony. It means agreement. It means to be of one mind. Literally, it means to have our hearts together. St. Paul urges us today to be eager to maintain the concord, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, what kind of unity is this? Paul goes on. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Paul says one seven times the number of divine perfection, and he could not be more clear that this unity does not come from man, but it comes from God. Our concordia is the unity that exists when there is a blessed agreement of faith and confession that is created by the Spirit through His Word. God's name is kept holy among us when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity. We're at our most Christian, then, when we simply and steadfastly confess the teaching of God's Word in its truth and its purity. From the world's perspective, that's decidedly uncreative and unoriginal to constantly be returning to the same old thing, to the same old Word and Gospel. But dear friends, to us who are not of the world, we see how truly creative and original this is, precisely because we are not its creators, and its origins do not lie in us. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Scriptures, and He is the author of those who are united by those Scriptures. He calls us by the Gospel, and He grants this concordia. We cannot bring it about ourselves. Our creativity might produce something that is very impressive to the world, but whatever that is, it will not be this unity of faith and teaching. It will not be the unity that is of the Spirit. Now, the Spirit not only calls, He gathers. He gathers us together into the one true faith. This means then, dear friends, that you are not your own. You are more united to your fellow Christians in this church than you are to anyone else in the world. You have more in common with the Lutherans around the world than you have in common with your unbelieving friends, with your kinsmen, with your family. That is the impact of this unity in the Spirit. It joins us closest of all because it joins us to Christ Jesus. And where this unity is found to exist and is kept, there the bond of peace will be also. There, Christians will make a beginning at walking in the manner worthy of their calling. There, we can bear with one another in love. We can be patient. We show gentleness. We are unafraid to walk with all humility. That is not to say that Christians will be perfectly sinless, as if we no longer lived in this world. If that were so, then we wouldn't need to be patient or gentle. But since we have been justified by grace, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our calling is into His forgiveness of sins, not only for ourselves, but also for one another. So too will we gladly forgive those who sin against us. Now, where this unity is not found to exist, it cannot be created by us, not even through all of the greatest human bonds of peace. Faith always produces good works, even if they're just the mundane works, the unordinary or unoriginal ones of our callings from God or even of daily repentance. But where there is faith and the unity of the Spirit, then patience, then humility, then love are all sure to follow in the Lord's measure and time. But the opposite way does not work. You cannot produce even a drop of faith or a drop of the true Holy Spirit's unity from all of the efforts or all of the money in the world. The unity of the Spirit can never be bound by us. It can never be manufactured by us. It can only be received and held on to. So I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling, eager to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Just as the church's unity did not come about through your creativity, it is not kept by creative measures either. Hear and receive God's word in humility. Permit His Spirit to work in you by the Holy Scriptures, correcting you, forgiving you, sanctifying you, and leading you in that word. What Christ began in you by His Spirit, He brings to completion by this same Spirit also. To borrow a phrase, the unity of the Spirit certainly is kept in itself, in spite of our eagerness. But we pray that it may be kept among us also. Be eager, dear saints, for the unity of Concordia, for hearts that are knit together in pure joy of knowing Christ Jesus, the one Lord whose blood cleanses us from all sins. Because we have received this not of our own creation, but we have received it from the Word of God. And if the Lutheran Church should have only that, that would be enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.